Grandfather took us out long after dark and set his telescope up on the lawn and showed us how to look through the lens. We saw the mountains of the moon. We saw the rings around Saturn. We saw the stars in the Milky Way, too many to count. See, Grandfather said, see what wonders God has made. And then he hugged each one of us and said, and you are wondrous too. You created my inmost being and stitched me together in my mother's womb. For all of these mysteries, I thank you. For the wonder of myself, for the wonder of your works, my soul knows it well. My frame was not hidden from you when you made me deep in that secret place, knitted together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my body, even there. All of my days were written in your book, all of them planned, before even the first of them came to be. How precious your thoughts are to me, O God. How impossible to number them. I could no more count them than I could count the grains of sand. But suppose I could, you would still be with me.
For this song, we're going to do what Gerald did and teach you the chorus so you can sing that with gusto every time it comes along and then hope that you kind of catch on to the verses as they flow along. All right, so sing this line after me. And God will delight when we are creators of justice. And God will delight when we are creators of justice. And joy, compassion, and peace. And joy. That whole refrain. And God will delight when we are creators of justice and joy, compassion and peace. Yes, God will delight when we are creators of justice. Justice and joy rises your able plea.
Creators of justice.
Hebrew writing and Arabic writing go from east to west. Latin writing from west to east. Languages are like cats. You must not stroke their hair the wrong way. The clouds come from the sea, the hot wind from the desert. The trees bend in the wind, and stones fly from all four winds. Into all four winds they throw stones, throw this land one at the other. But the land always falls back to the land. They throw the land, want to get rid of it. Its stones, its soil. But you can't get rid of it. They throw stones at me. In 1936, 1938, 1948, 1988, Semites throw stones at Semites and anti-Semites at anti-Semites. Evil men throw and just men throw. Sinners throw and tempters throw. Geologists throw and theologists throw. Archaeologists throw. And arch hooligans throw. Kidneys throw stones and gallbladders throw. Headstones and forehead stones and the heart of a stone. Stones shaped like a screaming mouth and stones fitting your eyes like a pair of glasses. The past throws stones at the future and all of them fall on the present. Weeping stones and laughing gravel stones. Even God in the Bible threw stones. Even the Urim and Tumim were thrown and got stuck in the breastplate of justice. And Herod threw stones, and what came out was a temple. Oh, the poem of stone sadness. Oh, the poem thrown on the stones. Oh, the poem of thrown stones. Is there in this land a stone that was never thrown? And never built, and never overturned, and never uncovered, and never discovered, and never screamed from a wall, and never discarded by the builders, and never closed on top of a grave, and never lay under lovers, and never turned into a cornerstone? Please, do not throw any more stones. You are moving the land, the holy, whole, open land. You are moving it into the sea. And the sea doesn't want it. The sea says, not in me. Please throw little stones, throw snail fossils, throw gravel, justice or injustice from the quarries of Migdal Sedek. Throw soft stones, throw sweet clods, throw limestone, throw clay. Throw dust of the desert, throw rust, throw soil, throw wind, throw air, throw nothing until your hands are weary and the war is weary and even peace will be weary and will be.
We'll follow that wish for peace with a sung wish for peace. We actually have sung this song before, about 5 years ago, so I assume your memories aren't that good. But this was written by a friend I went to seminary with, so hopefully we'll see lots of his Mennonite compositions in a new hymnal. And we're just going to go for it and sing it and hope you find yourselves able to join in. If you want, you can stay seated for this one, although the accordion's a little peppy. If you feel led to stand, you are welcome to do that.
If Jesus is come, let warfare be ended. If Jesus is come, let violence cease. If Jesus is come, let earth begin healing, for he is Messiah, the Prince of Peace. If Jesus is come, the poor are called blessed. If Jesus is come, what tongue can describe it? If Jesus is come, then all things are new. If Jesus is come, the Spirit will guide us, for if we believe, then there's work to do.
Wandering around the Albuquerque airport terminal, after learning my flight had been delayed for hours, 4 hours, I heard an announcement. If anyone in the vicinity of gate A4 understands any Arabic, please come to the gate immediately. Well, one pauses these days. Gate A4 was my own gate. I went there. An older woman in full traditional Palestinian embroidered dress, just like my grandma wore, was crumpled to the floor, wailing. Help, said the flight agent. Talk to her. What is her problem? We told her the flight was going to be late and she did this. I stooped to put my arm around the woman and spoke haltingly. Shadoa, shabiduk habibti. Stani shwe, min fadlik, shibitsi we. The minute she heard any words she knew, however poorly used, she stopped crying. She thought the flight had been canceled entirely. She needed to be in El Paso for major medical treatment the next day. I said, no, we're fine. You'll get there, just later. Who is picking you up? Let's call him. We called her son. I spoke with him in English. I told him I would stay with his mother till we got on the plane and ride next to her. She talked to him. Then we called her other sons, just for the fun of it. Then we called my dad, and he and she spoke for a while in Arabic and found out, of course, that they had 10 shared friends. Then I thought, just for the heck of it, why not call some Palestinian poets I know and let them chat with her? This all took up 2 hours. She was laughing a lot by then, telling of her life, patting my knee, answering questions. She had pulled a sack of homemade mamol cookies, little powdered sugar crumbly mounds stuffed with dates and nuts, from her bag, and was offering them to all the women at the gate. To my amazement, not a single woman declined one. It was like a sacrament. The traveler from Argentina, the mom from California, the lovely woman from Laredo, we were all covered with the same powdered sugar and smiling. There is no better cookie. And then the airline broke out free apple juice from huge coolers, and two little girls from our flight ran around serving it, and they were covered with powdered sugar too. And I noticed my new best friend, by now we were holding hands, had a potted plant poking out of her bag. Some medicinal thing with green furry leaves. Such an old country tradition. Always carry a plant. Always stay rooted to somewhere. And I looked around that gate of late and weary ones, and I thought, this is the world I want to live in. The shared world. Not a single person in that gate, once the crying of confusion stopped, seemed apprehensive about any other person. They took the cookies. I wanted to hug all those other women too. This can still happen anywhere. Not everything is lost.